This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, if you're watching Fox News, you'll get to see an interview with Julian Assange where he will say, let's see if I got that turned up. Yeah, he'll be talking about this.
Can you say to the American people unequivocally that you did not get this information about the DNC, John Podesta's emails? Can you tell the American people 1,000% you did not get it from Russia or yes. Anybody associated with Russia?
We can say, we have said, repeatedly over the last 2 months that our source is not the Russian government and it is not a state party.
That matters because over the rising cacophony of voices that are saying, well, it was hacked. I don't think it was hacked by the Russians. Now, Julian Assange was the one that was leaking it. And notice that all along the way, we never heard the Democrats talk too much about WikiLeaks. He said, our source is not a state party, so the answer for our interactions is no. But if we look at our most recent statement from the U.S. government, which was on the 29th of December, we had five different branches of government, Treasury, DHS, FBI, White House, presenting their accusations to underpin Obama's throwing out 29 Russian diplomats. What was missing from all those statements? The word WikiLeaks. Now, does anybody remember during the Afghanistan conflicts how WikiLeaks was the darling of the left because they were embarrassing the Bush administration? Remember that? Remember that? Do you remember when they were just the highest source of all time? Now he's come out on camera and he stated on the record that Russia was not the source of the WikiLeaks documents that embarrassed the DNC and their little toady media conspirators who colluded to sabotage the Sanders campaign and then the Trump effort. Now, it's important to note that Assange has never been caught in a lie about WikiLeaks. Ever. All he has is his credibility, which makes it less likely that he is misrepresenting the source of the documents. Where there is hard evidence, and there is none so far, that Russia actually was the source of the leaked emails, WikiLeaks would be forever discredited as merely the cat's paw of the Russian intelligence services, and also they would look a lot like the legacy mainstream media today. Hannity flew to London and interviewed Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy, where he is sheltered in the face of a rape accusation from a woman in Sweden who reportedly consented to sex and then changed her mind afterward. That can constitute rape in Sweden, which is, considering how many Syrians they've got there, it's interesting that they're chasing him. That full interview is going to air tonight on Hannity's 10 p.m. FNC program, and we also know that Assange said, our publications have wide uptake by the American people. That's all true. But that's not the allegation that's being presented by the Obama White House. So why such a dramatic response? Well, the reason is obvious. They're trying to delegitimize the Trump administration as it goes into the White House. They're trying to say that President-elect Trump is not a legitimate president. He also said, our source is not a state party, so the answer for our interactions is no. He looked at the anomalies having to do with the charge of Russian hacking the election and the political motives of the Obama administration. And, of course, this is going to be far from over. And the days are over now when unsourced evidence-free assertions from the intelligence community are going to be accepted at face value. Once Trump is inaugurated, there's going to be plenty of time to fully reveal the evidence, or lack thereof, that went into these allegations of Russia somehow changing the election result, which, by the way, is not even one of the, I mean, the Obama administration has gotten out and said, no, he didn't change, they did not change the election result. They didn't affect the election result. So, interesting little aside coming out right now, along with some other little interesting little asides. We had a couple of other side shows today. Megyn Kelly, you just heard that on the news. She has left Fox News. To that, I say, big deal. What does that mean? Exactly. It means Megyn Kelly won't be on Fox News. Don't kid yourself. She'll be on TV. She'll be on NBC, I think. She got a job at NBC. And also, the Republicans in the House were trying to get rid of some ethics committee. And Donald Trump actually saved them from themselves. And, of course, right, you know, we had the other little sideshow antics going on with Pelosi getting out there saying that this was, we will fight you on every effort. It doesn't matter, Nancy. You have a very small minority. Fight all you like. It's not going to get you anywhere. There may not be any Republican votes with you, and there may not be a whole bunch of Democratic votes because you had a couple of defectors leave. There's a lot of people on the Democratic side that are not Nancy Pelosi that realize that she's dragging them down. So she can get out there and talk all the talk she wants. It was a day of sideshows. I kind of sort of think. The fact that everybody seems to think it's news that Kelly is leaving is interesting because I've never been that enraptured of her or her style. She seemed a little smug, a little arrogant, which is fine, I guess. But give me Tucker Carlson all night long. Give me him. I'd rather have him and, you know, let NBC take Megan. Bye, Megan. Been nice listening to you repeat all the Clinton talking points. That was an interesting little schism we got to watch you go through. That was real nice. Now, all of this doesn't really mean that much. All of that doesn't really mean that much. The Russians didn't hack. We know that. Having Julian Assange come out and tell us they didn't hack. Well, that's like saying, Bill, your first letter is the first letter of your name is a B. Okay. Already knew that. So great. Glad to hear that. Couldn't have cared less about Megyn Kelly. The Republicans in the House, you guys didn't win. You got dragged along, but you didn't. I mean, this isn't about you. You're not center stage. You're not the show. So sit back and don't worry about ethics. You guys, even the fact that you even have an ethics committee makes me laugh. Pretty funny stuff. Pretty funny stuff. Coming up on the first break, when we get back, coming from the desk of Mr. Rod Morris, we're going to talk about what you may discover, all of you new gun owners out there, what you may discover when you go to that very first self-defense class with your handgun. Because that's going to be a voyage of discovery. You're going to have some fun. Pay a little bit of attention. Make sure that you have been working the fundamentals on grip and everything else. And go take that class. But that's all coming up when we get back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse at the Slow Facts blog, we have this. A lot of you got a gun for Christmas, or maybe you bought a gun for Black Friday or something, and now we've come to the point now to where all the holidays are over and you can think about taking a class. And that's great. If you've never taken one before, this is going to be a very unique experience. You will possibly be overwhelmed by a lot of new ideas that they're going to present you with. Hopefully, you're going to probably, you know, cover a lot of firearm safety. That's very important. But you also may need to unlearn some things that you brought to the class with you. So here's a few things that Rob has put out there. Safety. Safety is not for beginners. Firearm safety is a lifelong skill for both beginners and professionals. Professionals have to be quick and safe all the time. Preparation. The gun is not a panacea, and it's not a talisman, it's not some magic charm. It is a tool. You have to develop a skill set to employ that tool to make it work. Equipment. This is where, with very few exceptions, do I ever see this not happen this way. Maybe not. I'm not real sure how I want to put this. Most of the time, people buy the wrong gun. The gun that you think fits your hand perfectly when you held it in the gun store, especially if you have been talked into one of these like Smith 642s or something, when you go to an all-day class and you're shooting this gun all day long, you're going to be busting your hand open. You're going to be getting brand new. You're going to get all kinds of calluses in new places. And this is a rite of passage. Happens to everybody. I mean, even with my Glocks, I get what I refer to as Glock knuckle, which is on this knuckle right here where the trigger guard is coming down on it. That moving around the whole time, even though I have a gap dug in my Glock 17 and 19. Physical habits. You thought the first thing that you'd learn in a defensive handgun course would be to shoot quickly. What you actually need to learn how to do is how to get your gun out of the holster safely. You'll start that out very slowly. Speed will come with practice. Dangerous places. You're going to be encouraged not to go to them. Your super ninja self-defense instructor, they still park their cars underneath a street light, and they're going to want you to do the same. Avoidance. Having to use your gun means you fail to avoid the problem in the first place. Being aware of your surroundings takes as much practice as learning to draw your gun. Avoiding the gunfight is a gunfight you're going to win every time. Simple steps. Your instructor would probably rather carry a flashlight before you carry a spare magazine for your gun in some cases. Home safety. Things like motion lights, in a lot of cases, are better than door locks. Door locks are better than alarms. Alarms are better than an armed homeowner surprised by an intruder. Home safety is built around many small actions. You're going to learn how to win a gunfight. The first thing you're going to learn is you win every fight that you avoid. Your instructor would rather you run fast than shoot fast. You're going to find out what a first responder is. A serious instructor wants you to keep your friends and family safe. You're more likely to use your first aid training than a gun. That's why you need both. You're going to learn that a gunfight is a costly solution. Your gun can save your life, and it can drag you into trouble. You have to learn the moral and legal issues of self-defense. You're going to have homework. You're going to leave the class with more to think about. Your imagination today will save your life tomorrow. Skills are going to take time, and the class instructors make every demonstration look easy, and it isn't. Everything that you do with a gun is foreign. And very difficult at first. Only practice makes your skills, feel familiar. Give yourself credit. After your first class, you're going to know more about handling a weapon than most people do. And you're going to become a resource for your friends and family. And you are to be thanked for this job well done. Self-defense is mechanics and mindset. Your first class is going to be the hardest because it's going to feel the most foreign. But it sets you up on a lifetime of both practice and study. And enjoy that trip. It's a great trip to be on. And you can take it as far as you want to go. Skills with a gun are all going to be based upon repetition. How fast you're on the trigger is going to be based on how many times you pull it. Accuracy is going to depend on how many times you practice. All of these things are, and these are all skills that once you stop doing them, like I haven't been out to the range for a little bit, I'm going to be rusty the first time I go. But I am going to go. Since I've been a civilian, of course, I don't go as often as I used to when I was in the military where we went rain or shine, but now I only go when it shines or it's not raining. But some of the things you're going to want to unlearn is stop trying to be so fast. There's a lot. I mean, go out there and look at videos of guys that know how to handle a gun, who try to draw too fast and stick their finger in the trigger guard, and as they pull, clear that holster, they run around right down the outside of their leg. Ow. Or through the top of their foot or somewhere. And it's just like that movie Shooter. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Or however they put it. I don't remember how they put it. Something like that. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. That's the way I put it. Let's put it that way. There's going to be two things. The other thing you're going to learn, though, is that you pick the wrong gun in most cases. And don't feel too bad about it. You'll pick out the right gun. Go take that first class and enjoy it. When we get back, concealed carry has been introduced. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Today, the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 was introduced. It was initially introduced in 2015, and it was once again reintroduced by Representative Richard Hudson. He said in a statement, "Our Second Amendment right doesn't disappear when we cross state lines, and legislation, and this legislation guarantees that. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 is a common sense solution to a problem too many Americans face. It will provide law-abiding citizens the right to conceal carry and travel freely between states without worrying about conflicting state codes or onerous civil suits." As a member of President-elect Trump's Second Amendment coalition, I look forward to working with my colleagues in the administration to get this legislation across the finish line. That particular bill is being supported by a lot of the major Second Amendment organizations like the NRA, and it would permit individuals with state-issued concealed carry licenses or permits to conceal a handgun in any other state that allows concealed carry, which is all of them. All of them. This would mean that even law-abiding individuals who are residents in tough, restrictive gun law states like Maryland, California, and New York, for example, could use a non-resident concealed carry permit from another state like Utah to carry concealed in their own state. That's quite novel. This also permits residents of constitutional carry states the right to carry in other states that acknowledge their own residence permit. The original 2015 bill was introduced by Hudson in the 114th Congress, and it was similar in nature to his latest bill, and it had 216 co-sponsors as well as an amendment to stop Obama's green tip bullet ban. The legislation made it to the House floor, but it was ultimately referred to committee. The Democrats have vowed to fight any legislation that gives concealed carry permit holders reciprocal rights in any state. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, a strident gun control advocate, said any kind of national reciprocity bill would be dead on arrival in the upper chamber. Except, you're not in charge. You are not in charge, Blumenthal. You and the Democrats are not in charge. This has a really fine chance of passing. Now, I'm sure it will pass only with Republican support. And that's fine. Everybody seemed happy with that when it was Obamacare, when it was the Democrats just pushing that one. One thing that everybody thought might happen today, and a lot of people were pushing this, and I think it might have had to do, I mean, I've talked about it a little bit, this idea of a possible way through procedural chicanery to put Merrick Garland in the Supreme Court over Republican objections. Now, the first example of this called for Democrats to vote to confirm Garland today during the brief period before the newly elected senators were sworn in, when the Dems would momentarily have had a plurality in the Senate. There were a lot of reasons why that couldn't really work, but that inane plan at least has the virtue of making his appointment permanent if it worked, which it wouldn't. The new plan was simpler, calling for Obama to appoint Garland to the court during the five-minute recess tomorrow between the time the current Senate session was gaveled out and the next one was gaveled in. This has been done before. Teddy Roosevelt made more than 100 executive recess appointments during the very small intercession recess of 1903. We're talking minutes here. Obama could have possibly made the same move. But then the question becomes, would he have gotten away with it? Now, a smattering of leftist activists have asked him to give it a try. He never gave any indication that he was even thinking about it. They didn't respond to a request for comment. William G. Ross, a law professor at Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama, said Mr. Obama would have the power to elevate Garland, but he said it would be politically unwise and damaging to the prestige of the court. He said it would exacerbate acute political tensions that have roiled the transition process and promised turbulence from the very start of the Trump administration, and it would contribute to the growing public perception that the court is unduly political.
Well, yeah.
It's a bad idea, but could he have gotten away with it? And the answer is probably not. Roosevelt lived in an age before the Supreme Court's 2014 decision on recess appointments in LLRB versus Canning. And that case didn't squarely address the idea of an infinitesimal intercession recess. It gave a pretty strong hint how the court would have decided, though. They wrote, "We therefore conclude in light of historical practice that a recess of more than 3 days but less than 10 days is too short to fall within the clause." We added the word presumptively to leave open the possibility that some very unusual circumstance, a national catastrophe, for instance, that renders the Senate unavailable, that calls for an urgent response, could demand the exercise of the recess appointment power during a short break. Now, political opposition to Garland was not that type of an emergency. In sum, we conclude that the phrase "the recess" applies to both intercession and intercession recesses. If a Senate recess is so short that it does not require the consent of the House, it is too short to trigger the recess appointments clause. So a recess lasting less than 10 days is presumptively too short as well. So if a recess less than 10 days is too short, a recess of 5 minutes is presumably way, way too short. And the best they could do to try to explain that away is to note that it's dicta material in the opinion that's not directly related to the specific holding in the case and therefore not binding on the court as a precedential matter. Sure, but, you know, good luck squaring the underlying logic of Canning, which is that recesses need to be long to trigger the president's recess powers. The purpose of the recess appointment clause is to ensure the continued functioning of the federal government while the Senate is unavailable. And that's not a problem when it's only a few hundred seconds that they're not available. The other thing that would have done is it would have, the Garland sits on the U.S. Court of Appeals in the D.C. Circuit, which is the second most powerful court. And him leaving for this, what the Senate could have done, the Senate could have gaveled in and then gaveled out and then started the 116th Senate. And then his time was up. And he would not be in the Supreme Court, and he would not be sitting on the Court of Appeals as well, which that means that at that point, Trump gets to put two people in. So they were not getting ready to. That was not going to be a very small matter either. So, you know. Okay. So much for all of that minutia. It just kills me, some of these things these guys come up with. Because they truly are. They truly are imaginative. When we get back, another piece from Mr. Morse is self-defense a human right? This is Lock and Load.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors.
inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One thing that national reciprocity would do is it would do away with some of this nonsense that we have to deal with as far as with California. But the overriding question here is human, is there a human right to self-defense? Now, that's about to probably change because the Republicans are in charge. Legislative and judicial decisions will rest on who makes the rules rather than who makes the best arguments. And the argument will not be if there's a right to self-defense, but rather which particular right of self-defense is recognized. And that is crucial. California, in this example, regulates cars that California citizens can drive. And they are highly regulated. But you can visit California with a non-California compliant car. They apply a different standard to visiting gun owners, however. They do not recognize any other state's concealed carry permits. They also require customized guns and ammunition just as they require customized automobiles. And they absolutely refuse to recognize your right to self-defense. In California, even local governments have the right to infringe on your right to self-defense. You don't have much of a right left if the state, county, and city can establish their own regulations. It is no surprise that California state politicians and the police are exempt from these regulations, by the way. Their gun laws are strangers still, though. It seems that some local control is approved, but some local control isn't. Regulation only goes one way. One government body can say some guns are outlawed, but a second government body can say everyone must be armed because guns save lives. They cannot say that. Before you think a law like that is absurd, remember that there is already legal precedent for exactly such a law. The Supreme Court recently ruled that citizens can be forced to buy health insurance. Therefore, citizens can also be forced to buy firearms and be fined if they don't. Because it's only a tax, to quote Chief Justice Roberts, you see, rules do matter, after all. A recent ruling by the Ninth Circuit leaves individual sheriffs to decide which California citizens may carry a gun in public. That is based on nothing more than what the sheriff thinks. And that is not uniform, by the way. Civilians and law enforcement look the same on the firearms training range, yet ultimately a sheriff gets to arbitrarily decide who lives and who dies out in the streets. And it is ironic, isn't it, that law enforcement disarms honest gun owners, yet violent felons remain armed. Criminals ignore our gun laws, including licensing and those requirements that disarm private citizens. Lives are literally at stake here. Self-defense is the difference between you getting to tell the cops what happened and the cops guessing what happened as they draw a chalk line around your body. In California, the courts and legislature are perfectly okay with the risk to your life by letting sheriffs make the rules. And that patchwork application of a fundamental right is clearly a violation of the equal protection under the 14th Amendment as well. So what kind of right do you have? Is the right of self-defense a super right, like the right of abortion? Judges have ruled that the failure of government to provide subsidized abortion everywhere was a loss of a human right. If the right of self-defense is treated the same way, then we should subsidize guns, ammunition, and shooting ranges for poor people in remote areas. Right now, today, we should be doing that. Is the right of self-defense granted by law, or is it merely recognized by law? The Supreme Court of the United States has ruled that we have the ancient right of individuals to keep and bear arms. So, in other words, the natural right of self-defense and the necessary tools to exercise that right do not depend on the Constitution. The Constitution merely recognizes this God-given right, which was inherent to every person. In sharp contrast, California passed a law in 2015 that any person alleged to be mentally unstable or dangerous can, without a hearing, have their gun seized until a hearing is held. That tramples the Second Amendment and the Fourth Amendment all at the same time. So in California, you are no longer innocent until proven guilty. Since the right of self-defense is a fundamental right, can local governments forbid it? This is really the heart of the question when it comes to national reciprocity. The Supreme Court said the right of self-defense must be preserved, but can be regulated. That was a bad thing to leave in there. So, for example, felons and the mentally ill may be denied the use of firearms, but they may also be restricted in some sensitive areas like courthouses. Those restrictions have been recognized for hundreds of years. The founders allowed ordinary citizens to own cannon, yet today California restricts the legally allowed color of guns that ordinary citizens can possess. They also dictate the smallest details of a gun, and that is an infringement. So, is the right of self-defense a fundamental right? Well, we can make the following case, you know. Or cases. An armed populace is critical to the government interest of public safety because the cops aren't there to protect you and the individual. Acknowledging the right to be armed imposes the fewest restrictions on the general public compared to the broad regulation necessary to provide the same level of public safety. And armed civilians offer the greatest scope of private action compared to the oppressive police state required to achieve the same degree of public safety. Now, is regulating the right in the interest of the general public, or is it all based upon what the politicians want? They're going to take the best political position they can to get contributions, okay? Are the gun laws that restrict your rights motivated by some sort of statistical research into public safety, or are they motivated by campaign donations? Well, you can follow the money to determine which legislators will deny your right of self-defense. And they're lured by more than money. Some guys just like the power. Like Hollywood celebrities, these politicians will have armed security with them for the rest of their lives. They travel, they are protected at taxpayer expense, and at the same time, these politicians deny you the right to protect your family in public. Many would deny you the right to even own if they had a chance. Do they have to offer up any good sounding justification for regulation, or do legal restrictions actually have to make us safer? No. Look at Chicago, where they have all kinds of legal restrictions. Is anybody suing the city of Chicago? They should be, but they're not. And these are the nature of the arguments that we have to make and have to keep on making. And this is why national reciprocity has to happen now. And then California can't get out there and say, well, we won't issue permits anymore. All of these states that want to continue to have some sort of say-so in certain things, They'll have to come along for the ride. Is the right of self-defense merely a matter of politics? They may resort to brute politics to get their way, but federal officials may say to the states, do what I say or no highway and school funding for you. And this happens all the time. The right of self-defense is a fundamental, inherently human, and pre-existing right affirmed and enshrined by the Second Amendment. It's a life part of the self-evident truths of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Without the right to life and the right to defend it, liberty and pursuit of happiness doesn't matter. It's a moot point. So, these fundamental rights, this natural thing that we were born with, should not be subject to politics except to make them untouchable by the courts or legislators. So, like we just did with the election, it's up to citizens like us to hold these legislatures to their true purpose of protecting our rights. Not regulating them, but protecting them. If they would simply do that, this world would be a lot simpler, wouldn't it? Indeed. Hour number two is rolling in. You're listening to Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.